All right, Shabbos, say good morning. Let's begin. So today's daf is Lamed Gimel. We're gonna pick up. On Lamed Beis Amud Beis. So 33 is today's daf. We're picking up 32b. We'll say the shir this morning is sponsored by Josh and Jennifer Erez in honor of the birth of their son. Baruch Hashem, Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov. Okay, so let's go by this. It says the Gemara. Remember, we're picking up. The Mishnah said that Barishona in the beginning, so a husband used to go ahead and just gather a Beis Din and be Mavatal the Get. But he'd be Mavatal the Get, remember, not in the presence of the Isha or of the Shaliach. So therefore, Rabbi Gamliel was Metakin. Rabbi Gamliel instituted that a husband can't go ahead and nullify a Get, be Mavatal a Get, not in the presence of the Shaliach or the woman. So remember again, the Gemara was having a Machlokas. What constitutes a Beis Din for these purposes? So Rav Nachman said two people. Rav Sheisha said three people. So let's go ahead. Amar Rav Nachman, Mina Aminallah, last line of Lamed Beis Amud Beis. Rav Nachman says, from where do I know that two? So we'll say, see, Rav Nachman's Shita seems to be a bit counterintuitive, because in general, whenever we talk about Beis Din, Beis Din always means three. So Rav Nachman says, so now where do I get this idea that a Beis Din could even be two? So this Nan, Mosrani Lefnechem, top of Lamed Gimel, Mosrani Lefnechem, Ploni, Ploni, Adana, Shemakom, Ploni. Supposed to listen to this. So Rav Nachman says, I get it from Pruzbal. Remember again, by Pruzbal, the text of Pruzbal is, Mosrani Lifnechem Ploni Uploni Hadayanin. I hereby give over to you so-and-so and so-and-so, the judges. So what do you see from here? You see from here that again, you have a Maisa Beis Din, you have an active Beis Din, and what? And ultimately, again, it's two judges. So if Pruzbal works by two judges, you see that ultimately, again, that two judges constitute a Beis Din. So what does Rav Sheshes do with this? Rashi says, Rav Sheshes, Atu Tana Kiruchla, Lechshav Velezel. So literally, Rav Sheshes says, is the Tana a spice salesman? So we'll say, so Ruchla is a salesman, like a peddler. So what does a peddler do? So a peddler comes, he asks his wares, you want to buy this, 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 and he'll go through his whole inventory. So Rav Sheshes says, is the Tana a peddler? That he has to go through the whole inventory. When he says, Ploni uploni dayan, and this judge and that judge, he really means there are three judges. But what? He doesn't have to say, this judge number one, this judge number two, this judge number three. When he says judges, plural, and says judge one, judge two, you understand that what? That there's a third as well. So Rav Nachman, so the Gemara says, Rav Nachman says, where do I know that two people, two judges could constitute a Beis Din? Disnan. Hadayonin chosmin lamata oha eden. Storbas are talking about Pruzbal. What's the halacha by Pruzbal? Nachman says, because the Mishnah says that the dayonim, the judges could sign on the bottom, or the witnesses could sign on the bottom. Now, what does it mean, the judges or the witnesses? So, my love, dayonim dumya de'idim. Doesn't that mean to teach us that the judges are like the witnesses? Ma'idim shnayim. Af dayonim anami shnayim. Just like Rabbi say, you have two witnesses and two witnesses validate the situation. So too, again, two judges also constitute a Beis Din, and therefore could also go ahead and validate the situation. Therefore, Nachman says, you see from here that what? That even two judges constitute a Beis Din. To which the Gemara Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes will say, no. Midi Irya, Hakidi Isa, Vahakidi Isa. It's not true. What the Mishnah is saying is that you can go ahead and write a Pruzbal in one of two ways. You could write a Pruzbal just with witnesses, which would require two, or you could write a Pruzbal with Dayanim. And with Dayanim, how many would you have to use? You'd have to use three. So the Gemara says, Lamali lemisna dayanim, lamali lemisna edim. So if that's the case, again, why is there a need to go ahead and for the Mishnah to state that you could do a Pruzbal either with judges or with witnesses? Look at Rashi for just a moment. Third line from the top in Rashi. Lamali lemisna dayanim o edim. Pshita desagi bahani o bahani. Meaning, it should be obvious that you could use either witnesses or judges. Velisni edim v'huadini chasmi dayanim. I will say again, once you go ahead and you tell me that Edim can make a Pruzbal. Good morning, Mr. Schoenfeld. And Edim go ahead and Edim constitute two. So to what it goes without saying that you could use Edim, and Edim in this context, of course, at least according to Rav Sheshes, is going to mean how many? Three, a Beis Din, and therefore the Maisa is going to be good. So I mean, if Edim work for Pruzbal, if Edim work to go ahead and affect Pruzbal, of course, if you want to use Dayanim, and especially according to Rav Sheshes, that Dayanim meets three, of course it'll work for Pruzbal as well. Why do they need to state both? To which the Gemara says, I'll tell you, Hakamash Malon, Diloshna kasav b'loshon dayanim v'chasmi edim. Veloshna kasav b'loshon edim v'chasmi dayanim. Oh, Rabbi said to teach us that it doesn't. There are two ways you can write a prosbol. You could write a prosbol with what he calls b'loshon dayanim. We'll define that in just a moment, with the verbiage of judges. And you could, and nevertheless, despite that, you could still have witnesses sign on it, or you could write the prosbol in the lashon of witnesses and have judges sign on it. What does this mean? Take a look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Balashon dayanim kigon beit dina havina va'asa ploni va'amar lana mosrani lachem ploni uploni dayanim." So also listen to this. So you can write a prosbol using the wording that the individual, remember, prosbol, I'm sorry, I should have defined this. Prosbol means Shemitah's coming. An individual does not want Shemitah to go ahead and cancel the debt. So remember, Hillel was Metakin. Hillel instituted this interesting instrument, this interesting vehicle called prosbol, which allows a person to convey the debt to Beis Din. So remember, Shemitah only cancels personal debts. Shemitah does not cancel debts held by Beis Din. So you could write the prosbol in one of two ways. You could write it, Rashi says, Balashon Dayanim, which means that the document will literally say, Beit Dina Havina, we were a Beis Din, we were a Beis Din. Va'asa ploni va'amar lana mosrani lachem ploni uploni. And what happens? And the document says, so and so came, and he handed over his debt to us, the judges. V'chasmi edim. And yet what? You could have people sign on that document. So we'll say, so that document is worded as a Beis Din, but yet when the people sign on, so we'll say, so normally, if the document is worded as a Beis Din, how would the signatories sign? How would they sign? They would sign Reuven ben Yaakov Dayan. So the Chiddush over here says the Gemara is that even if the document was written as a Maisa Beis Din, even if the witnesses signed Reuven ben Yaakov aid as witnesses, the document is still fine. Similarly, if you look at the next Rashi, Veloshna Kasa Bloshan Aid is Kigon. Duchrin de Sadusa Dahava Ba'anpa. They write, we received the following testimony from so and so. They're writing it as witnesses. They could ultimately sign it as Dayanim, meaning even if it's signed as Dayanim, Reuven ben Yaakov Dayan, this prosbol still ultimately works. So I will say again, for us, this discussion is somewhat academic, because Lamaisa, we are living in the post Rabbi Gamliel Hazakin Takana world, or post Takana Rabbi Gamliel Hazakin world, which is that this process is prohibited. However, before Rabbi Gamliel, made his Takana, so that I'm asking is that Talacha was like Rav Nachman, namely that all you needed to do was to gather together a Beis Din ultimately of two individuals, and the husband will be able to be mevatel the get like that. Based on the fact that we see by prosbol that in fact, again, two people can constitute a Beis Din. Says the Gemara, Mebnei Tikkun HaOlam. So remember, Rabbi Gamliel stopped this process, stopped the ability of the husband to be mevatel the get, not in the presence of the woman or of the aid, of the shaliach. Why? Mebnei Tikkun HaOlam, because of the benefit to society. So my Mebnei Tikkun HaOlam, Rabbi said, what's the Tikkun HaOlam over here? Rabbi Yochanan made Takanas Mamzerim. So Rabbi Yochanan says, because Rabbi said, of a Takanas Mamzerim. So what does it mean, Takanas Mamzerim? So again, the idea seems to be that what? That we were concerned. Actually we'll define what it means. Reish Lakish on Bebnei Takanas Agunos. Reish Lakish says, in order to avoid an Agunos situation. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Bebnei Takanas Mamzerim. So says, so what does this mean? That Rabbi Yochanan said that the Tikkun HaOlam was to avoid Mamzerim. Because why? Listen to this. Savala Krav Nachman De Amar Bifnei Shnayim. So because Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rav Nachman, namely, that when a husband wants to be mevatel a get, he only needs what? He only needs two people, ubeitre less lekala. And I will say, when you do something in front of two people do not create a kol, do not create public awareness. Therefore, what's going to happen? Husband was mevatel a get, because it's only in front of two people, there is no public awareness, vehilo shama. Therefore, what Rabbi say? The wife does not hear that her husband was mevatel the get, v'lo yada, therefore she doesn't know, she thinks she's divorced, v'azla uminsaba, she goes and gets married, v'ika mamzerim, and then unfortunately now we have a mamzerus issue. So that's therefore again, Rabbi Yochanan says that Rabbi Gamliel HaZakin said, you can't do this, mebnei tikkun olam, in order to avoid issues of mamzerus. Reish Lakish, or Reish Lakish says, Mipnei Takaranas Agunos. Reish Lakish says, in order to avoid an Aguna issue, how so? Savar Lak Rav Sheshes. Because Reish Lakish holds like Rav Sheshes, to Amr Bifnei Gimel, who says that if a husband wants to be Mavatal get, he has to do it in the presence of how many people? The presence of three. Oh, if there's three, Ubeit Lasa, Islahu Kala. We'll say the good news about doing it in front of a group of three is that what? Doing it in front of a group of three creates a call public awareness. Everyone is going to know about it. Therefore, the good news is, Vishama Viyada, she's going to hear about it. She's going to realize she's not divorced. V'lo Minsaba, she won't get married. However, what's going to happen? She's not married, but she's now stuck in her marriage. So meaning, I'm sorry, she's not going to get remarried, so we'll avoid the mamzeros issue, but what? V'takonos agunos hudiika. There's a problem now because the husband is going to pull shtick, right? He's going to go ahead and do this in order to keep her married ultimately again to him. So therefore, again, according to Reish Lakish, we don't want this alas takaranas agunos. In other words, that according to Reish Lakish, we don't want to give the husband the ability to pull the rug out from under her. That once he's gone ahead and dispatched again, look, husband still has the right to recall the process. But if you're going to recall it, we're going to put the onus on you to track down the woman or to track down the shaliach. But to just go ahead and get a couple of guys together, you know, in the base medrash, that we're not going to allow you to do in order to avoid any aguna situation. Tan Rabbanon. So we'll say, now we get into a very interesting discussion. Bitlo. So okay, so we'll say, here's what we know. We know that once upon a time, if a husband went ahead and dispatched the shliach to deliver a get to his wife, if he wanted to be mevatel that get, he could have assembled Machlokes, Rav Nachman, and Rav Sheshes, either two or three people, to be mevatel the get, even not in the presence of the woman or the shaliach. Fine, that's what we know. Rabbi Gamliel comes along and says what? And says that she can't do it. Takaran, Rabbi Gamliel, you have to do it, husband can be mevatel the get, but has to be either in the presence of the woman or the shaliach. Good. Now, let's say he did it. Let's say post Takaranas Rabbi Gamliel. So let's even make this the best case. Post Takaranas Rabbi Gamliel. So Reuven's divorcing his wife Leah, and what happens? He assembles three people, and he says, "I'm saying to you, front of you, the Beis Din, I'm mevatel the get." Let's say, what's the status? What's the status of that action? Is it effective or not? So the Gemara says, "So tonight, what I'm bitlo mevatel divrei Rebbe." Rebbe says, if you did it, it works. You're not allowed to do it. But if you did it, it works. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Eino yachalo levatlo v'lo lehosif al tano. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, no, not true. You can't be mevatel the get, nor can you add on to the conditions of the get. In other words, this is another piece, which is, let's say Reuven goes ahead and sends a get to Leah. And there's a tanai in the get. Remember, we'll speak more about tanai. We'll speak more about conditions. And the tanai is, this is your divorce on the condition that you don't visit your parents. I don't like your parents. I never liked your parents. Right? And therefore, again, this is your get on the condition that you don't go to visit your parents for 30 days. And also remember, if you attach such a condition like that to a get, the get is still valid. Remember, if he says you can never visit your parents again forever, then the get is not valid because then he's maintaining a hold on her forever. But for 30 days, it's valid. Then let's say what happens. He dispatches again. He says, oh, and you know what? You know what else? You have to give me $1,000. So we'll say, so Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that no, once you dispatch the shaliach, husband no longer has the ability to mevatel the get, not in the presence of the ish or the shaliach. Furthermore, he doesn't have the ability to add on to the tanai. I will say, adding on to the tanai is not really our discussion right now. Why? She'im came, ma koach beizin yofa. Well, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, because I don't understand, if Rabbi Gamliel said, you can't be mevatel the get, not in the presence of the woman or the shaliach, and now we're going to say that you can't do it, but what? But if you did it, it works, then what's the point? Then what did you accomplish with the takana? Makwach bezin yafe. Where did this takana bezin have any teeth? So Rabbi Shimon, you understand what you're saying, right? Meaning, technically speaking, on a doraisa level, when the husband gets his three friends together and he's mevatel the get, not in the presence of the shliach or the isha, and he does that, that is biblically effective. So you're going to tell me now that in order to preserve the strength of Takanas Beis Din, we're going to essentially say that a woman who should technically be married is going to be rabbinically divorced and we're going to allow her to get remarried? I mean, I will say it's a pretty wild proposition. That's why Rebbe seems to say what he says. Rebbe says, look, don't do it. Rabbi Gamliel says you can't be mevatel, you can't negate the get, you can't nullify the get, not in the presence of the shaliach or the isha. But if you did it, I can't argue with the fact that what? that it works. And Rav Shimon Gamliel says, no, it doesn't work. Because if you allow it to work, then what good is that takana of Beis Din? So Rav says, what kind of argument is that? So you're going to tell me now a get that technically is void. You're going to say, no, it works. Allow her to get remarried. And allow her to get remarried with a biblically invalid get in order to preserve the strength of Beis Din? What's the shot? A biblically invalid get. Remember again, on a Doraisa level, the bittel works. The bittel works. It's dirabanan that the bittel does not work. So says the Gemara, yep, that's exactly what we're going to do. I'll tell you why. Listen to this, I will say, and this by the way, is a so distinct idea. Called the Mekadesh, Adaita dirabanan Mekadesh. We'll say, whenever you get married, we all said the same words. Hari at mikudesh asli betava zum kidas Moshe v'Yisrael. Hopefully we understood what we were saying when we said it. Right? Because it's very important. When we get married, Abosai, literally, what does it mean, kidas Moshe v'Yisrael? What does that mean? What that means is that the concept of marriage, or the framework of marriage as we have it today, is a rabbinic framework. So what I'm saying is, when I get married, I'm signing on the dotted line to subscribe to the rabbinic framework, which means the rabbis have control of my marriage. And therefore, Abosai, va'afkinu rabbanon likidushin minei. And therefore, under certain circumstances, what the rabbis will do is, you'll say to yourself, how can we say that a get that is biblically invalid will actually be rabbinically valid? That's essentially what you're saying over here. And the answer is because essentially what we're going to do is when we say that the get is rabbinically valid, what we're actually seeing over here is that the rabbis are going to retroactively annul my marriage. That's in fact what Avkinu Rabbanan LeKidushin Minei means, that the rabbis can make it as if my marriage never occurred. They could annul my marriage. So we'll say so understand what's happening over here. I'm sorry.
What's the deal right here?
The Doraisa over here is that if a husband goes ahead and gathers together a group of three people and says, I'm a vatal, let me clarify the case. Reuven sends a get to Leah, right? And what happens? He says with the shaliach. And now what happens? He has a change of heart. Whether he has a change of heart because he wants to make her life miserable or because he decides that he really loves her, which doesn't make a difference. See, he gathers three people in his living room and he says, you guys are my Beis Din. And in front of you, I am declaring that what? That I am being mevatel the get. I'm shutting down the process. So remember, midda oraisa, that works. What does it mean that works? The get is bottle. The get is no good. The divorce process is stopped. Rabbi Gamliel came along and said, you can't do that. What's the problem? Because if you do that, you could cause major problems, either aguna or mamzerus for the woman. Now the shayla is fine. I know I can't do it. Reuven did it. He did it. So what's the status of that process? So Rebbe says, if you did it, it works. If you did it, it works. I understand you're not allowed to do it rabbinically, but biblically, it works. Midoraisa, it works. Midoraisa, the get is done, it's shut down, it's ineffective, they're still married. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, what are you talking about? Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, if you allow that process to work, then what power do the rabbis have with their enactments? Rather, it has to be that since Rabbi Gamliel said you can't do it, therefore what? If you did it, it doesn't work. To which the Gemara says, but what are you talking about? You're telling me it doesn't work, but what? Well, say, but how does that make sense? Because now what you're saying is the get is effective, but the get is not effective. Biblically, again, the get is ineffective, which means what Rabbi said, that when she gets remarried, right, she's getting remarried with a biblically ineffective get, but it's rabbinically effective, biblically ineffective, which means that she's committing adultery. To which the Gemara says, no, she's not. I'll tell you why. Because what the rabbis will do in this kind of cases, with this kind of get, that essentially is biblically ineffective. But what does it mean to be rabbinically effective? It means that the rabbis are going to retroactively annul the marriage. Afkin Rabban on the Kiddush, I mean, it means that in this kind of case, the rabbis will say, you got married based on our consent. We are withdrawing our consent from this union, and we are retroactively annulling this marriage. I will say, this concept itself is quite fascinating, and I have to tell you, historically, it has been a very abused and misused and misunderstood. People think that this concept is the answer to the aguna situation, right? That every single time you have a recalcitrant husband, just retroactively annul the marriage. So it sounds much easier than it actually is. But Lamaisa says, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, that's what we're doing over here. So the Amrli Ravina Ravashi, Teinach, the Kaddish Mekaspa, So we'll say, that's fine. That's fine if what? If Kiddushin was done with money. So the Rebbe will say, so then what happens? Meaning, so now, what do you do with the fact that the husband gave the wife kesef of Kiddushin? You want to annul that. So how do you annul that? No problem. You just reclassify it. What originally we thought was kesef of Kiddushin is in fact what, Rebbe will say? Is in fact a matana. It's a gift. However, Kaddish bebia ma'ikala meimar. So here's the issue, right? Again, if let's say he did Kiddushin bebia, how exactly are you going to reclassify that? Nice to meet you. You know, what exactly are you going to say? To which the Gemara says, I'll tell you how you're going to classify it. Shavu Rabbanu lebilas abilas nus. Rabbi said, okay, I'll tell you how we're going to reclassify it. If it's not a bias kiddushin, it's a bias nus. Rabbi will say, here, which is what the Gemara is saying over here is, we don't have to be apologetic about this. This guy is doing something keneged the halacha, right? The halacha says you can't be mevatel the getting out of the presence of the woman or the shaliach. You're going against Chazal. If you're going against Chazal, you're going to suffer the consequences. So now again, Rebbe will say, now what are the ramifications of being engaged in the bias nus? So I don't know, is the Gemara actually saying that now you can give him malchus for that? Because you can give malchus somebody for bias nus. Because remember again, bias kiddushin has to take place with edim. Of course, not edim on the actual maisa bia, but they have to see them go into a room alone together. So would you give them that malchus of bias nus? I don't know if the Gemara takes it so far. But the point over here is that the Gemara is going to reclassify the kiddushin. If he was mekadesh with money, it's going to be a matana. If he's mekadesh with bia, it's going to be a bias nus. So the Gemara goes weiter. Tan Rabbanon. Amar la asara kisvu get lishti. So we'll say, so again, let's say, so just so you should know, I'll just read to you the Shulchan Aruch very quickly. So the Shulchan Aruch in this case over here, this is in Kuf Mem Aleph. Kuf Mem Aleph, Sif Sim Samich. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Lechatchila, listen to this, Lechatchila, Ein lo levat lo ela bifnei ha-shaliach atzma o bifanel. So Lechatchila, husband should not be mevatel the get, except in the presence of the shaliach or the presence of the woman. Ava bidi eved, afilu bit lo shalo bifneihem mevutel. So we paskin like Rebbe that literally bitlo mavutal, that as much as you're not allowed to do it, if you did it, technically speaking, it's bottle. And we also paskin like Rav Nachman, like I told you before, which is that it's bifnei base. You're not supposed to do this, but technically speaking, if you did it, lemaisa, it works. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbana, Amar la'asar kisvu get l'ishti. So we'll say, if a man says to 10 people, write a get for my wife. So what's that? Lachal yachal levatal zeh shalo bifnei zeh. You can be mevatel one, not in the presence of all. Not in the presence of all. So also Rashi says, Mutar levato v'lomar l'shtayim mehem, al tichtevehu, ve'ein ze la'akor takonas Rabbi Gamliel. So also, so the interesting part over here is, I'm being mevatel some segment of the group, not in the presence of the whole group. So I might have thought that Takanas Rabbi Gamliel says that whenever you do something with a group, so ultimately, again, it has to be undone in front of the group as well. Kamashon Rabbi says, no, you don't have to be mevatel to in front of the whole group. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Ein lo yachal levata ala zeh bifnei zeh. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel on the other hand says, no, if you're going to be mevatel some part of the group, you have to, what Rabbi say? You have to be mevatel the part in front of the whole. So the Gemara said, "But my kamiflagi, what are they arguing about?" Be'edo shabat l'mikzasabat l'kula kamiflagi. So I'll say they're arguing in a very yisodistic idea, which is that whenever you have a testimonial unit, or we'll call an edus unit, if you're mevatel one part, does being mevatel one part, is that mevatel the whole or not? We'll say this, you know, this is a makas sugya about edus in general. Well, let's say you have a large group of people coming to testify about a particular thing, and one or two of them are disqualified. When one part of the group is disqualified, is the whole group disqualified or not? See, the Gemara is saying over here in this case, where let's say the husband said to a group of 10, I want you to go ahead, I want this group to write a get for my wife. Now he wants to negate the agency of two of them. So the machlokis over here is, do we say that when he negates the agency of two of them, that negates the group or not? Rebbe Sava, Rebbe says, Eidu Shabbat L'miktsasa, Lo Bat L'kula. So Rebbe holds that no, if you have a testimonial unit and part of it was negated, part of it was canceled, that does not disqualify the whole. Therefore, I will say, what v'i'azli hanach kasvi v'yavi lichtibu v'lisvu. Therefore, I will say, if Reuven appoints 10 guys to write the get, and then he says to two of them, I don't want you guys writing the get. So what are we concerned about? That the rest of the group is going to go ahead and write the get? That's okay. Why? Because remember, the rest of the group is still empowered to do so. Therefore, Rebbe says, you don't have to negate the agency of the two in the presence of the entire group.
On the other hand, Rav Shimon Gamliel Savra Eidu Shabbat L'Mitzvah Zabat L'Kula. On the other hand, Rav Shimon Gamliel says, no, when you go ahead and cancel the agency of two, we'll say, what do you effectively do? You cancel the agency of the entire group. If that's the case, what are we concerned about? If you cancel the agency of two, not in the presence of the rest of the group, so the rest of the group don't know, therefore the rest of the group assume that's what? That they are still empowered to go ahead and write the get, what's going to happen? Vahanach lo yadi, the rest, the other eight, don't know that really, since two have been negated, the whole agency is negated. Va'azli v'kasiv yavi v'shari agency shla'alma. The other eight don't realize that the agency has been cancelled, and they're going to go ahead and continue to write the get, and potentially permit a married woman to go ahead and get remarried. V'baisim, the other possibility is, d'chuli alma eidu shabbat l'mitzvah l'abat l'kula. But the other possibility is, that everyone agrees that what? That when you negate part of the eidus, part of the testimonial unit, it does not go ahead and negate the whole. V'hocha ha'inu taimed Reb Shimon Gamliel. Ah, so what's Reb Shimon Gamliel's logic? He's supposed to remember, Reb Shimon Gamliel was the one who said that in order, if you wanted to go ahead and cancel the agency of two of them, you have to cancel the agency of two in the presence of the entire group. So everybody say, if you hold Eidu Shebatla Mitzasa Lo Batla Kula, that when you cancel part of the group, the rest of the group still remains intact. So why would Reb Shimon Gamliel require the cancellation of the agency of the two in the presence of the entire group? I'll tell you why. So the Gemara says, "Haynu tam Reb Shimon Gamliel kasavar milsa de misavda ba'ape asara tzricha be'asar lemishlafa." But this is actually very interesting because Reb Shimon Gamliel has a different. Reb Shimon Gamliel says something very simple. Whenever you do something with a group, any changes or modifications must be done with the group as well. In other words, that this is not really an eidos issue, this is just about a group dynamics issue. That whenever you've appointed a unit, any changes must occur within the context of the unit as well. Can't happen independent of the unit. Look at Rashi just a moment, L'mishlofa Rashi says, L'chaltza l'asira. Fine. Ibailu. Supposed to say, Sadik Maras, another kasha. Kulchem mahu. What's the luck with kulchem? Now, what does it mean? Take a look at Rashi. Kulchem chasomu tekaimolan de'enu get at sheichtemu kulon. So what's I say? The Gemara is assuming over here, the case over here is where a husband says, kulchem, all of you write the get. So the Gemara says that, again, obviously you don't need 10 people to write a get. So the assumption when the husband says kulchem is what? That he means for all of them to sign the get. So mahu, look at Rashi, mahu, mi aser Reb Shimon Gamliel shlo yivatel es echad. So let's say in this case over here where the husband is saying, I want all of you to sign on the get. So we'll say, so what is the halacha? Can you cancel one of the agents, one of the group, not in the presence of the rest of the group? So the Gemara says, it's the time of Reb Shimon Gamliel, Mishum deka savar edo shabbat lamitzasa bat lakula. So on one hand, you can say that's what? That Reb Shimon Gamliel's logic, the reason why you have to cancel a part of the group in the presence of the whole is because he holds that when part of a unit, when part of an eidos is batal, the entire unit becomes batal. Vahani, kevan da'amra lehu kulchem, lo matzu kasi v'yavi. And therefore the rest of this group, because when he goes ahead, because he wrote kulchem, because he said kulchem, excuse me, therefore they're all one unit. Therefore when he negates the agency of one of them, he effectively what? Negates the whole. Therefore, we want that negation of the individual to occur in the context, in the presence of the whole, so that everyone else realizes that they can't go ahead and continue to write the get. So the Gemara says, "Oh, Dilma," or perhaps the other possibility is, "Time Reb Shimon Gamliel Mishum Dekasavar Kol Milsa Demis Avda Baape Petre Tzricha Beasar Lemishfala." And therefore, I will say what? First of all, I'm sorry. Before we go on, look at Rashi. Mishum Dekasavar Betele Kula. V'chayish dilma azli hani delo yodi bibitula v'yavila v'hacha leka l'mechash delahachi delameide yodi dekulan tzrichin lachtom v'chol kama delo chasimu kulu lo yavila. So I'll say, remember, if you hold that the logic of Reb Shimon Gamliel is, because eidu shabat l'mitzasa bat l'kula, whenever you negate part of a group, you negate the entire group. Therefore, if you want to go ahead, remember, in this case, Reuven told a group of 10 people, sign the get, write the get, which we interpret to mean sign the get. There must be 10 signatures on that get. Now he decides he doesn't want one of the guys as part of the group. So now the question is what? Does he have to negate the agency of the one guy in the presence of the other 9? So the Gemara says, well, it depends. If you know that Reb Shimon Gamliel's logic is based on Eidu Shabbat L'Mitzvah Sabbat L'Kula, which means that when you go ahead and you negate one part of the group, you negate the entirety of the group. And therefore you have to negate the part in front of the collective, because if you don't do so, the collective won't know that they are no longer empowered to carry out the Shlichus and they'll continue to do so. That concern doesn't apply in this case, what Rabbi was saying, because in this case, all 10 have to sign on the get. So when the 9 guys get together and they sign on the get, and guy number 10 is missing, they'll automatically realize that what? That they're not empowered to deliver this get anymore, and the process shuts itself down. Therefore, using that logic, Rav Shimon Gamliel would even allow you to negate the agency of one not in the presence of the other 9. However, if you say that Rav Shimon Gamliel's logic is the kasever called milsa demis avde ba'api petre, ba'api be'asara, tzvicha be'asara the mishala, but if you hold that Rav Shimon Gamliel's logic is that whatever is done in a group of 10 must be undone in a group of 10, therefore, v'hilchach afilu kulchem nami. Therefore, in that case, we'll say, even in a case of kulchem chasomu, you'd still have to go ahead and negate the agency of one in the presence of all of them. Tashma, we'll say another case. Tashma, amr l'shnaim, tinu get l'ishti. A man says to 2 people, give a get to my wife. So what's the halacha? Yachol levatel zeh shelo b'fnei zeh divrei Rebbe. Services will say you could negate the agency of one of these people, not in the presence of the other. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, "Eino yochel levata elazeh b'fneizeh." Rav Shimon Gamliel says, "No, not true. If you want to negate one of them, you have to negate him in the presence of the other." So I have a hashnayim d'chi kulchem damu. So we'll say shnayim is the same thing as kulchem. We'll say why is shnayim the same thing as kulchem? Look at Rashi. Va hashnayim d'kulam tzvichem lachtom. So listen to this. Remember, the idea over here is like this. Reb Shimon Gamliel is saying that you can't be mevatel one shaliach not in the presence of the other. And essentially what we're trying to figure out is, what is the concern? One possibility of the concern is that if you don't negate the agency in the one in the face of the collective, then the collective is going to think that they're still empowered to carry through on this agency and may engage in some erroneous actions. Or is it, that Rav Shimon Gamliel says, essentially it's a concept in group dynamics. Whatever is started as a group must be modified or undone as a group as well. So let's take this example over here. A man says to 2 witnesses, I want you guys to go out and give a get to my wife. Which Rabbi Sebi Pashtos means that they're going to write it, they're going to sign it, they're going to deliver it. Now he wants to negate the agency of one of them. So Rav Shimon Gamliel says he can only negate the agency of one in the presence of the other. Now in a case like this, there's no concern that the remaining agent is going to do anything on his own. Why not? Because it takes 2. Because he's only 1 person. But yet, Reb Shimon Gamliel still says that what? That you have to be mevatel, the aid, in the presence of the other. Which would seem to mean that Reb Shimon Gamliel subscribes to the idea that it's an idea in group dynamics. Whatever is done as a group has to be modified or undone as a group as well. So the Gemara says, V'hashnayim d'ami k'chol cham damu upligi. As Reb Shimon Gamliel still argues, Amar Rav Ashi, I be'edik sivahachinami. So Rashi says, you know what, if this case was talking about witnesses to write the get, then I would agree with you. Rashi says, Hachinami, demoted Reb Shimon Gamliel diyachol levatel, ubitulo bitol. The time of Mishum gezerahi, vahacha leka lemigzamidit. Now, both sides, understand Rashi's also bringing up another issue here, which is that, remember, we had the machlokes. We had the first halacha, Rabbi Reb Shimon Gamliel, about bitlo mavotol. Right, bitlo. Remember, Reb Shimon Gamliel was of the opinion that lemaisa, post takanas Rabbi Gamliel, if you go ahead and you're mevatel the get, not in the presence of the isha or the shaliach, that such a bitl is meaningless. Why is it meaningless? What are we concerned? We're concerned that ultimately, again, the get is going to still be delivered. The takanas, well, machlokas, takanas agunos, takanas mamzerim. Now the Gemara is saying the fine. Watch this. So the Gemara says a pligi. If we're talking about witnesses, if the witnesses that are being appointed were to go ahead and write the get, then I would agree. But however, I'm asking, what's the case over here? Rabbi said the case where they were dealing with over here is where the husband is appointing 2 witnesses to be Eidei Holacha. What's the Shabbos say? Now, why does it get more confusing? Because if it's Eidei Ksiva, I understand how nothing's going to happen if you negate one out of the presence of the other. Because you need 2 to write the get. Or I should say 2 to sign the get. But you don't need 2 to what? to deliver the get, to be the shaliach. So the Gemara says, "Hachnai mistabra." This seems to be clear. Diktani seva, because if you look at the end, Amar lazeh bifnei atzmo, ulazeh bifnei atzmo, yachol levato. That I will say, if you appointed this shaliach by himself and that shaliach by himself, then you have the ability to go ahead and what? To negate their shlichus, not in the presence of one another. So let's analyze that case. So if you say that's what? If you say we're talking about edi holacha, witnesses to deliver the get, then I understand about like two things. Number one, how they could be appointed not in the presence of each other. They could be appointed separately. But I will say, for witnesses to write the get, I will say, as we're going to see in just a moment, they have to be appointed as a unit. They can't be appointed as individuals. The Gemara says, Ha'amar mar, ein edusan mitztarefes, ad sheyiru shnein kecha. So I will say, in general, we have a concept by edus that two people cannot form a testimonial unit unless, of course, they observed the same event together. In other words, and again, this is also subject to dispute, but for our purposes over here today, if you have two people see the same thing, but they didn't see it together, meaning as a unit, then it's possible that under certain circumstances, they're not considered to be an edus. The Gemara now is extending that concept to be that whenever you need people to work together as a testimonial unit, testimonial group, they must be appointed together as well. So for example, so what this tells us, by the way, is that if a husband says to one guy, I want you to sign the get, and then, you know, an hour later he says to another guy, I want you to sign the get, lav dafka that they go out and they form a unit for gin. They have to be appointed together. So therefore, the fact that the Brisa entertains the possibility that our case is dealing with a situation where the husband appoints one shaliach and then points another shaliach not in the presence of the first indicates to us that we can't be dealing with edei ksiba, but rather we must be dealing with edei holacha. To which the Gemara says, well, the other possibility, like, it's also possible that we're holding like Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. I will say, if you look at Rashi in the third wide line on the bottom, Rashi is over Yeshua ben Karcha, the polygale perek shneini diksuvis, upesenjan vath amar afilu bezachazet. Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha disagrees, and he says that no, even witnesses appointed not in the presence of each other can still go ahead and come together to form a testimonial unit. Amar Rav Shlomo Bar Yehuda, Shamis Mine, Rabbi Abba Tarti. So Rav Shlomo Bar Yehuda said, I learned two things to Rabbi Abba. Chadek Rabbi v'chadek Rav Shimon Gamliel. V'lo yadan hei k'rabi erikub Shimon Gamliel. So let's listen to this. I learned two teachings from Rabbi Abba. And I know that in one case, right? In one case, he passed like Rabbi. And one case, he passed like Shimon Gamliel. But the only problem is what? I don't remember which is which. Now, the two cases that he's referring to are the two cases that we've just had right over here. Number one, bitlo mavatal. What happens if you are mavatal the get not in the presence of the isha or of the shaliach? Is the get batal? Rebbe says yes. Rebbe Shimon Gamliel says no. That's machlokis number one. And machlokis number two is, can you be mavatal if you have appointed a group to take care of the get? Can you be mevatel one person and not in the presence of the entirety? So Rabbi Abba said, I heard both of... Sorry, Rabbi, right now, Rabbi Abba. It was... Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yehuda said, I heard these two things from Rabbi Abba. And I don't remember which one was which. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yosef, Nechsi Anon. Let's just go for one more line. Let's analyze this. Dechi asa Rav Dimi Amar Maisav asa Rabbi Kedivrei Chachamim. So Rav Yosef came along and said, let's analyze this. Because when Rav Dimi said, he said, Maisa, a particular event occurred, and Rabbi Paskin like the Chachamim. What does it mean? I will say, look at Rashi. Kedivrei Chachamim, Shayu Omrim Shum Hadayanam Shepichsu Shus, O Shirus Shus, Machran Batal. So also what they're talking about over here is the case of Onah. The halacha is, by a case of onah, if you undercharge or you overcharge by a sixth, so ultimately, again, mekho, the transaction is batal. So the Gemara says over here, the Gemara says that Rebbe went ahead and paskin like the Chachamim. Okay, and then what happens? Amar lefan of Rebbe Parta, beno Shrabi Elozer ben Parta, ben beno Shrabi Parta agadol. Im kein, makoach bezin yofa. If that's the case that you're passing like this, then ultimately, again, what good is the power of Beis Din? V'chazer Rebbe v'asik Reb Shimon Gamliel. And Rebbe went ahead and retracted, and he passed like Reb Shimon Gamliel. Look at Rashi just a moment. V'chazer Rebbe es ma'ase. Alma hadr bey v'kambish itazid Reb Shimon Gamliel. Yafos kwach Beis Din. Alma b'ha halak Reb Shimon. So we'll say, So again, the point the Gemara is making over here, there was another episode, and they espoused the concept of Imkin Makwach Bezdin Yafeh. If you're going to allow this to occur, then what good, what power does Bezdin have? And Rebbe retracted his original position and passing like that. So what do you see from here? Therefore, I will say you see from here that in the case of Bitlo, even Rebbe agrees, Eino Mavotel. Rebbe comes full circle, agrees with Rav Shimon Gamliel, and will say that what? Bitlo Eino Mavotel, because Imkain Makoach Bezin Yafe, Umidahak Rav Shimon Gamliel, Hach Kirebi. And therefore, I will say, ultimately, and therefore, if this one is like Rav Shimon Gamliel, meaning if the case of Bitlo, we're passing like Rav Shimon Gamliel, that it's not Mavotel, that it must be the other case of Bitlo Zesh Shalo Bifne Zeh, must be like what? Must be like Rebbe. Must ultimately be like Rebbe. And therefore, again, I'm also saying the case of therefore, we pass in Yachal Levatel Zesh Shalom Bifneze. So, what's the bottom line? We'll stop over here because just to show you a brief idea from the parasha. But the idea that we see over here, bottom line, is that there's two bottom lines. The bottom line of the Gemara right now is that the halacha seems to follow Shimon Gamliel in the case of Bitlo, that if you negated the get not in the presence of the Isha, the Shaliach, we pass it to Shimon Gamliel that it's not bottle, because imkein makwach bezin yafeh, what good is a takana if it doesn't have teeth? And in the case of the ability to be mevatel shaliach, not in the presence of the collective, we pass it like Rebbe, that yochel levatel zeh shelo bifnei zeh. However, as you saw in the Shulchan Aruch, we actually paskin like Reb Shimon Gamliel, and therefore, like Rebbe, and therefore, in a case of Bitlo, it is mevatel. Although we don't condone it, if in fact you went ahead and you negated the get, not in the presence of the ish or the shaliach, technically speaking, it does work as long as you're doing it in a minimum company or in a minimum presence of two people who constitute a beis din, at least according to Rav Nachman. So, this is just short idea on the parasha. Very short idea on the parasha.